I'm Megan Segura.
And I'm Eric J. Mack.
And this is The Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast.
Well, since Megan is on a much-deserved vacation this week, we wanted to bring you guys another special bedtime story, this time from Real Housewives of New Jersey's Dolores Catania. Today, Dolores will be putting her Garden State spin on the Roni trip to St. Bart's and, of course, the pirate in the second episode of Bedtime by Bravo. Enjoy and Happy New Year!
Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining me tonight. I'm going to help you drift off asleep by reading a classic housewife's tale from my girls in New York City. Hold on one second. Knock it off. What are you doing to me? Come on. Let's go. It's about, what is it about again? It's about a late night, a local, and a lot of unanswered questions. This is The Countess with Class and The Pirate with a Hot Ass. It's a nice story. It's a bedtime story. Once upon a time, long ago, before anyone threw a tiki torch or made it nice, a royal bunch of housewives were desperately in need of a break from all the bullshit that they caused in New York City. In this group was the Countess Luann, a budding cabaret star and all-knowing seer of class and manners. Then you had Princess Carol, a fancy pants writer who dated Hollywood actors and rock stars. I'll give her that. There was Heather, a majestic fashion designer. And of course, reigning drama queen / party legend / part-time jesters, world famous Sonia and Ramona. The ladies carefully planned their escape to a 5-star getaway on the exclusive beaches of St. Bart's. Give me the Jersey Shore anytime, because I know those bitches will never go there. They shared a beachfront palace, complete with a handsome butler, a sexy chef, and a wine vending machine to quench their insatiable thirst. None of these three things had a chance while they got there. There's no sign of them left. There's no sign of anything. Each day they pulled on their tiniest bikinis. Every night they impressed in their fiercest glam for dinners and dancing until the sun came up. Their trip had just one rule. You ready? No scumbags allowed. Just kidding. The rule was no men allowed.
This is supposed to be a girls' trip.
At first, all the taken ladies were proud to stand on their own and enjoy their me time for the moment. Though Queen Ramona missed her love, King Mario, she was a staunch believer in the power of girl time. Countess Luann, who lived with her boyfriend, Jacques, I'll call him, agreed.
Where's Mario? Where's Jacques?
And Queen Sonia, though technically single, was always juggling a menagerie of suitors in the city. She needed a breather. They needed a breather. Luckily, St. Bart's had a plethora of men to gaze upon. It's no Jersey Shore buff guys with their, like, their shorts, like their swim trunks. These are Speedos. What do they call them? Banana hangers or some that? Although boys were supposed to be banned, see, I told you, the ladies made an exception for Princess Carol. Her current beau, Russ, was a rock star touring the globe with big-time legends. Princess Carol and Russ had been apart for 5 long months. So it was as if fate intervened when Russ happened to be in St. Bart's on the first night the ladies arrived.
So glad you're here.
They appeared supportive and excited that Princess Carol could see her man. They always get excited about men. To celebrate his arrival, they drank all the wine from their palace's magical wine vending machine.
I like this wine thing. I'm gonna get a fresh squirt.
Give her a little squirt.
Queen Sonia, really feeling the effects, gave Russ a warm welcome by flirting with him and Princess Carol.
I'm just a nice American girl.
Let me just get this straight. Sonia's flirting with Carol's man? That wine machine would be over her head. Queen Ramona tried hard to make a good impression, but that was Princess Carol's cue to whisk Russ off to the pool house for a private evening alone. Yeah, because her desperate-ass friends are all trying to put the make on him. Get him out of there quick before he doesn't have a chance. Russ, go back on tour while you still can. The next morning, Princess Carol's bedhead told the ladies everything that they were dying to know. Hearing about Princess Carol's night of passion made Queen Ramona horny and jealous. That's a terrible combo.
I went to bed only thinking about Mario.
She clearly regretted that only Princess Carol could break the no boys rule. Oh, here we go. Not happy for her friend. Not happy.
So should I call Mario and tell him to come meet me? And maybe you should call Jacques?
Jacques. Jacques. Sounds real sexy. Queen Sonia tried to get the girls' trip back on track with an excursion to St. Bart's hotspot, Tom's Beach. In barely their bikinis, the ladies drank rosé all day and took shots of a magic banana rum.
It makes your boobs grow.
Rum? No, I have a great doctor for that, one of which I'm seeing tomorrow to get my boobs done. Later that evening, Queen Sonia took the ladies to another St. Bart's hotspot, her favorite nightclub that she considered a home away from home. La T was a mystical place where you were greeted by none other than a fantastical figure in a top hat. Not interested. This wouldn't do it for me. At all. I'm not into the dress-up Tomas coming with a pirate f***ing outfit. There's not enough liquor that I don't drink to make me excited about that. Queen Sonia and Countess Luann kept looking over at him seductively.
Hey, you might as well surround yourself with fabulous looking guys. Why not? Yeah.
During an intermission from Latisse's steamy, sexy burlesque show, the ladies got up to dance on the empty stage and feel the vibes. And let me tell you, it was a vibe at this joint. The ladies were feeling themselves, and Yoho Hottie noticed. Like, it's so hard for some parasite to notice that these girls are f***ing dying for it. I'm getting this whole visual in my, I'm living this moment. This book is great. Suddenly, he transformed into a friggin' pirate, batting down the royal hatches. There's a fire in the hole. Oh, there's some fire in these holes, buddy. It didn't take a genius to figure that out. Jolly Roger over here had the ladies change into sexy pirate outfits and put them in the show. This is starting to sound like a sex den to me. They danced on tables, downed more magical elixirs, and that's when our fairy tale morphs into a mystery. It might be a mystery for some, but not for me. The next morning, the Countess woke up in bad shape.
I need a coffee.
All right, let's go.
She was at La Tea later than all the ladies. Impressive. And her night didn't end there. According to the Countess, she ran into some old Italian friends and brought them back to the house.
Oh my God, I had the best time last night.
This was confusing because everyone heard the Countess arrive home late into the night with one guest, not a couple. Princess Carol confessed to being awakened by two voices, Countess Luann's and that of a Frenchman. Oh, it's gonna get good. He had the right crowd there. The Jersey ladies would have left him a long time ago. Heather was positive that Countess Luann came into her room at 3 a.m. with a Frenchman.
She was with Thomas.
Countess Luann laughed it off and called her love Jacques to tell him all about her night. Oh, it's the guilt call. The Countess was sticking to her story.
I ran into old Italian friends of mine. I mean, it was so much fun.
She's looking for alibis. She's with the wrong crowd. Now, the Jersey girls would back her ass up all day long. Yeah, that's right. You came home with 5 Italian people, mostly girls, maybe one French guy, just in case somebody heard. Listen, we got your back. Not your girls you're with on this trip. They're going to leave you out to dry. Why? Because you got dick and they didn't. Though still a little skeptical, the ladies put Countess Luann's shenanigans aside so they could prepare for their small gathering they were hosting that evening. But little did the ladies know, Luann was about to make one bold and incriminating phone call to her friend Kat. Apparently, Kat was coming to the gathering and bringing, what's his face, the pirate guy? So speaking in French to try to keep the ladies in the dark, the Countess admitted she had indeed been out with pirate guy, confirming his identity. Luann kindly asked Kat for a big favor. Then the Countess revealed that yes, pirate guy came back to the house, but the girls could not know because she told the girls it was a group of people.
Non, ils sont pas vus.
Et maintenant, il dit, ah, tu as amené un type? Et je disais, non, un groupe. Et un groupe.
Then before they hung up, Countess Luann told Kat,
j'ai pas changé, hein?
Okay, merci.
What does that mean?
Thank you.
Oh. Is it the mercy you're talking about when it gets back to Jacques? Jacques. Listen, you can run. You can tell someone, let's f***ing go.
Frank, let's f***ing go.
But you can't hide this shit. Kat showed up at the Ladies' Beachfront Palace with none other than, yep, you guessed it, our pirate pal. Looking like a real snack for them. Not for me. Not my cup of tea over there. Countess Luann didn't break a sweat as Pirate Boy walked through the door. Oh, my nose is itchy. I'm going to get in a fight or kiss a fool. Both, which happens in this story. She kept her royal composure while asking Mr. Shivami Timbers if he wanted to see the house.
Want to see to
Bitch, he saw that f***ing house already. He saw more than the house. It was an impressive performance that left all the ladies dumbfounded.
Sure. Sure. Sure.
And thus the Countess has still left her friends royally confused to this very day. Was there truly pirate's booty to be had? Are you f***ing kidding me, girls?
Okay. Kiss and don't tell.
This remains one of the great mysteries of all Housewives land. But you all know what? A little pirate role play never hurt anybody. Unless you're Frank Catania, and the only role play you're doing is walking the f***ing plank, Frank.
You think I really gotta bring that up? Come on.
The end. You know, f***ing dog, I can't. Like, this is... Come here, Biggs. Come on, let's go.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9.
And remember, watching Bravo isn't a guilty pleasure.
It's self-care.
Guys, let's keep the conversation going. We want to talk to you all week long. You can find us on Instagram at Bravo Daily Dish.
And on Twitter at Bravo TV. Just don't forget to use the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish.
Or reach out to us personally. I'm everywhere at Meg Segura.
And I'm everywhere at Eric J. Mack. That's E-R-I-K.
And if you're on Facebook, join the Daily Dish Facebook group.
You can post about what you're watching, your favorite shows, who's your favorite housewife, ask a question, start some drama. There's a lot of good stuff in there, so check it out.
You can also learn more about the podcast at bravotv.com.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Looking fine, and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy, miss me, kiss me.